This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm going to play this clip here that we started here. John W. Beforehand, because I want to get this as a talking point thing, because I've tried to convince Josh to interview me now. A lot of people, even Josh, who's been on the show 4 days a week, he's not interviewed me yet. He's been here for years. Why? I don't know. Because if he does, I'm going to go deeper than any of the people he does. Now, when he's talking about this guy, Van der Bosch, this guy in Europe is all panicky about the vaccines, I want to play it, because then I'm going to play it and stop it and give comments so he can be in my analysis of what I see here. So,
authority on viruses and vaccines. That's why we call this guy Creepy Bill Gates, okay? He's a sick puppy. Dr. Bosch took to Twitter to present a warning, okay? A warning letter to the scientific community stating the real true dangers of these vaccinations, okay? I'm going to put on my glasses here for my 46-year-old eyes. He states, quote, "They will create more asymptomatic cases to spread the virus, as the vaccines do not prevent infection and transmission." He actually says that these vaccines do not prevent infection and transmission. He said that they are ineffective.
Let me explain that. The reason is when they create B-cell immunity, it just takes antibodies. It doesn't create T-cell immunity. It creates macrophages and can kill the virus with superoxide radical. So he's correct there. But then he says this is going to cause the emergence of new strains by being vaccinated, so the virus is going to evade this by doing this. This is also, again, they have to understand what's their objective by saying this. It's because they have other intentions, okay?
As they merely suppress COVID symptoms and can prevent hospitalization in the short term, but at what price do you have to pay and does your body have to pay? These vaccines only stimulate artificially induced antigen-specific antibodies and not natural killer cells needed to neutralize effectively.
That's the T-cells I mentioned. Do you follow me, John? Does that make sense?
Yes.
He then says, the vaccines create new variants and teach the virus how to manipulate itself on viral immunity escapes.
Well, whenever you use anything, and the virus is evading that by trying to modify its genetics, it doesn't matter if it's a natural, if it's a drug or whatever. Of course, it's going to evade it. But the key issue is the new variant more deadly than the old variant? Of course not. It's like the flu. If the new variant flu is the same as the last one last year, you take anti-flu and nutraceuticals, and guess what? The flu doesn't do anything to you. It's just another minor cold, and you get over it in a day or two, and you're fine.
Creating a lose-lose situation that is dangerous at all levels.
Now, what he's trying to say is the vaccines are going to induce a state where the virus will mutate to make it a super virus, but become a nation slayer. And that, to me, you wonder, okay, I'd like to ask you if you can figure out what you think the objective of this Van der Bosch guy is objective by saying that, because this is like one of the guys that helped build all these vaccines. Why the hell would he be saying this at this point in time when everybody now is ramping right up? 13% of American population in some countries like Israel at 70% have taken these frigging vaccines. Why would he be saying this at this point in time? What do you think the purpose is?
I'm not quite certain of Dr. Deagle, because
I am. I can tell you exactly why.
I have not read his statement.
Now, let me tell you the reason why. He wants to say that the variants of the virus cause the death, not the vaccines themselves. Do you follow it? It's that simple. In other words, if you've got a building up of your T-cell immunity and suppress TH2, which is the ones that heal and turn off inflammation,
yes,
you do not need to have a new variant. Give me an example. Let's say garden variety variant X comes to Dr. Deagle's face next year, and I haven't been vaccinated. And I take nutraceuticals, I don't get sick. Variant hits somebody, my next-door neighbor, an airline pilot, and an airline pilot just happens to have taken the vaccines. Guess what? He's going to get sick as hell. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
So, in other words, what he's doing is he's saying, don't think that the vaccines cause the illness. It's a new variant caused by the vaccines. Do you follow me?
Yes, which is a complete falsehood.
Right, and the whole purpose is, the whole idea is that, well, you're taking the vaccine so you don't end up with people ending up in hospital. What the real issue is, and that's what the whole purpose of vaccines, that's why I hear Dr. Fauci saying you take the vaccines, you still have to wear a face diaper because you can be carrying the virus even subclinically and give it to somebody else. But you yourself, you won't end up in hospital or die. Which is also a lie, because your only way of killing the virus is T-cell immunity of macrophages T-type 1, which are macrophages generating superoxide radical. So, let's say 60 days later, and you got a massive amount of anti-spike protein, and they're floating everywhere. They're pretty showing up in almost every organ, and your body's immune system going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Imagine your immune system thinking there's spike proteins everywhere, so it's trying to kill the virus, and then those virus proteins are on your liver, your blood vessel walls, your heart, whatever, and your brain. Guess what? They're going to cause or increase what's called inflammatory cytokines. Free radical single oxygen 1, hydroproxy radical, nitroproxy radical, cellular damage, oxidative damage to blood vessel walls, hydroxychloroquine, you know, and so on, are not going to work on this.
No.
You need my Nutrimeds to work on it, or rescue, which includes the EduCap, perhaps down the road. And again, I'm going to try to talk to these morons again. But they're playing games because they want to get control of my patency. My EduCap vaccine, you got to understand this, is one that is basically take something complex like a dendritic vaccine where you have to take somebody's blood, which I can do right now. For example, when you signed up with the First Nations Board. What they said is, hey, you don't have to wait until we get a bioengine. We can draw your blood and your wife's blood, and we can actually send you back a dendritic vaccine by taking your dendritic cells and exposing them to SYNG1 protein, and then you'll have antibodies, and we'll just send the vaccine back to you, and your doctor can inject you, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Dr. Bill Singh tell you that?
I did read.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the point is, that and he wanted to attach to my oral vaccine. Now, the thing about my oral is really simple. You get a standard group of dendritic cells that are right across the human species. You take a standard marker for, say, a specific virus or pathogen, like, say, malaria or the COVID virus, and it creates T and B cell immunity, which is, by the way, microRNA. It's not an antibody. It's actually a USB drive to transfer your T and B cell immune cells by going to the terminal ileum with the Lonza capsule, which I use for my red deer velvet. So the neat thing about it is you don't have to draw someone's blood and then send it back and then process it and send a vaccine. It's only good for that one person with their own blood. You can have a standardized capsule that somebody, let's say, has a risk of, say, breast cancer. They swallow one of my breast capsules of a dendritic vaccine, and basically, if they have an early nodule goes, the body's immune system seeks and destroys it, and it's gone. Or if they have, let's say, liver cancer, hepatitis, virus, it helps the body get rid of the hepatitis virus. You follow me?
Yes.
So you have to understand, my technology is a breakthrough that means it's something so simple. Once you identify a specific glycoprotein for a specific type of illness, whether it's a virus, pathogen, spirochete, like one that triggers off MS, or, for example, rheumatoid arthritis triggered off by a non-cell-walled mycobacteria. We know that mycobacteria cross-react with rheumatoid arthritis because mycobacteria trigger an immune reaction that causes rheumatoid nodules and destroys the cartilage in the joints, but also you can create new rheumatoid nodules anywhere, the mediastinum, even up in your brain. You know that, right?
Yes.
So with rheumatoid, you can get anywhere. Now, I did research on this back over 50 years ago with the head of rheumatology, and so I would develop a theory to explain. So my theory about the EduCap is, this will allow you to actually figure out whatever disease, a childhood illness, measles, mumps, whatever, you swallow a pill, boom, you're done. Now, the key thing here is that my Nutrimeds handle that. If you take the first-line defense kit, just even simple anti-pathogenics, NutriDefense, NutriSilver, Allicin Med, Nutridyne, boom, virus can't exist. You take antioxidants, you take, for example, or ultrathiamine B1, cell detox glutathione, NADH, gamma A plus, all the three free radicals, boom, gone. All right?
Yeah.
So the whole idea that this is a big problem, it's not. It's a microscopic problem, but none of the doctors I've talked to, none of them have the solution, but I do.
Yes.
Now, that's the reason why when I talked to these guys over with Dr. Bill Singh, I got the information from about the Sigma-1 protein from Dr. Francis Boyle over a year ago in March, in January of 2020.
Yes, I recall.
And I met a few more times afterward, and I actually put together my thesis how to make a oral dendritic vaccine using the same Lonza capsule technology for my Red Deer Velvet. Now, the Red Deer Velvet is very unique. It's one of the first three keys of Methuselah. And nobody else in the world has it. I have the patents on it. You take the 300 biomolecules that are the same for all mammals that are in the placenta, so the only time you don't age is when you're in utero. That's a universal principle. It doesn't matter if you're a little mouse, you're a big person, or an elephant. The same molecules, but they get destroyed by your stomach acid, pepsin, digestive enzymes. Well, when I take those capsules, I've been taking them since last year. I got old injuries going back 50 years. They healed after 50 years when I was a biochemical student and worked on a railway, okay? So, you got to understand here, people, they don't want that life extension technology. They don't want people using more of their brain up. They don't want people getting healthier and
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Normal stuff, okay?
No, you're not.
Okay, so we're coming back here. So I'm going to play a little more here of Joshie, and I'll make some more comments here, okay?
Emphasizing that dealing with the coronavirus must be based on science. Dr. Bosch continues his analysis with these stern warnings. Quote, it is becoming increasingly difficult to imagine how the consequences of the extensive and erroneous human intervention not wiping out large parts of our population, end quote. He then goes on.
What he's doing here, he's putting out a thesis so he doesn't want you to realize it's the friggin' vaccines that are going to kill you, not the new alternative versions of the virus strains, okay? This is what the bullshit is going on here. Do you follow me? Now, because Josh is not a scientist, he follows the hook, line, and sinker. So do other people, like when I talk to Deborah Tavares and other people, they get all panicking because they don't know what I know. I mean, you know, I started doing research in immunotoxicology and bacteriology and did my PhD in marine bacteriology before I went into medicine in 1973. And I finished the project, but didn't write the thesis, at age 20 by sleeping on the floor beside the scintillation counter at Dalhousie University Research Situation, okay? And the guy that I worked with actually was a scientist who worked on the T-virus that got out of containment in Rutgers campus in New Jersey in 1971, then injector cord would paralyze you, and an outside capsid, and what did happen when it got out of containment, all of his buddies got incinerated at 2,000 degrees, and he cried his head off at a bar with me in 1972, before I finished my PhD research project in marine bacteriology and oceanography. So Dr. Deagle has had the creds, okay? And then I got into medical school. When I started working with Dr. John Woodbury, he got so impressed with me, he realized that this kid is out of the box. I mean, he's going to figure out what the hell to do, because he had himself ankylosing spondylitis. He figured, if anybody can find out the cause of my ankylosing spondylitis is making his life miserable and killing him, it'll be this freaking guy, Deagle. Now, of course, he wanted to take credit, because I've had many people in drug companies take credit, and unfortunately I've been naive enough to give ideas to dozens and dozens of drug companies. They later made many, many millions of dollars on my ideas, okay, you know, over the years giving ideas. My wife, Michelle, said, Bill, stop talking to these drug companies. They take your idea and run and make millions, and they don't give you a freaking cent. I said, yeah, I know, unfortunately. Well, I'm not naive anymore, okay? That's why, unless I got a solid deal with these characters in Vegas, I'm not going to work with them. And they say, well, we think you stole our patent. Are you out of your mind? You didn't steal nothing. I got the information from Dr. Francis Boyle, and I've been working with dendritic vaccines in Germany and in Greece for like 30 years, okay? So bullshit on that, okay? So you got to understand, that's why I get a kick of it even when I'm in retirement here. Basically, I sell nutraceuticals. I don't recommend drugs. If you want advice on what to do with your doctor, I'll give you free advice. I don't charge you a cent. I'll say, this is what you do with your doctor. This is a lab test. This is how you monitor. For example, let's say diabetes. How do you want to reverse diabetes? First, you got to reduce insulin resistance. How? What's that? What do you mean? Well, they deplete the chromium in the soil and zinc, copper. And if you don't have zinc and copper, you're losing copper, zinc, that's what you want in your muscles. And one of the first things to go is your GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor. You're kidding. Yeah, and when your insulin receptor level drops, your insulin level goes up because your pancreas is trying to compensate. So you're measuring faster RPC blood insulin. They're abnormal. We measure, when we did our work, when we spent millions of dollars with the Heritage Trust Fund, the head of pathology, Dr. Otto Hewen, we measured some people with 50 times normal level of insulin. The average was 3 to 10 times. Not normal, but 3 to 10 times higher than normal. Okay? And when I sent the data to the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute, Dr. McEwen, he got so angry, it was like being on the set of The Exorcist. He started cursing and swearing and throwing stuff over his office. Now he's going to get my license for doing the research. All he was drawing bloods and sending it off to University of Edmonton. And Edmonton was checking their data with Biosciences Reference Lab in La Jolla, California, which is the top reference lab in North America and the Western world. Duh. It wasn't for bad science, it was two good science that I did that really pissed him off, right?
Yes.
Now, so when I hear Joshy doing his little talk, how come Joshy's not interviewing Deagle? He should, because he's going to spread more fear. Oh my God, now you took the vaccines, and the problem is if these new strains arise, they think they're going to affect people that are basically not vaccinated. Of course not. The people who are vaccinated are going to die because they have an out-of-balance immune system. And down the road, they have a massive cytokine storm caused by the friggin' vaccines, not by new strains. And the new strains are easy to defeat with my Nutrimed. So if I had somebody that had been vaccinated, first thing I want to give them my rescue kit, of nutraceuticals, things like Power C Plus, capsules or crystals, cell defense, turmeric, Inflamax, things to get rid of free radicals, H2-plex hydrogen, carnosine D-link, Nutrichala, ultrathiamine B1, especially important to get rid of single radical oxygen, hydroproxy radical, which is with cell detox glutathione and selenium cruciferate, and nitroproxy radical, which is gamma triclinols and tocopherols and gamma E plus. Not the old style gamma E for, you know, cast soft gel, okay? And if you take that, guess what? No freaking virus, no matter what the hell it is, can do anything to you. All right, so, you know, he's doing this guy, so he's covering the fact that there's a massive explosion of people getting sick from the friggin' vaccine, and he wants it to look like it's a new strain of the virus showing up, not the vaccines themselves. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
All right, let's play some more.
Scientists and experts around the globe, including the CDC and the WHO, please know that I am anything but an anti-vaxxer. As a trained scientist and virologist of over 23 years, I do not make these appeals lightly, and I do not do them on any platforms or have ever felt the need to stand on that.
If you don't measure IgG subclass 4 against the coronavirus, which nobody's doing except the lab, when I talked to Dr. Singh, he can get the lab test done, which he did, by the way, when he offered you that in the injectable version of the genetic vaccine, that actually measures T-cell immunity. Immunoglobulin subclass 4 is tied directly to the fact that you have T-cell immunity. If you measure anything else, these PCR tests are freaking useless. They don't measure T-cell immunity. They just measure the ability to create spike protein antibodies. Now, you'll hear these other people pretend to be scientists. And when I mentioned this to Dr. Dolores Cahill, Dr. Tenpenny, and others, they're like, they're boggled, like, what do you mean, Deagle? I'm thinking, this is science, people. You can pull it up yourself in the research and realize what I'm saying is the truth. And it's easy to defeat it, but the only one who has the solutions is Dr. Bill Deagle. Hydroxychloroquine helps a little bit because it's derived from a blue dye thing 60 years ago. You get it really early. Okay, it's an antioxidant. You get the same thing with antioxidant activity with ivermectin, which is a pesticide that they got from Australia. The very best and simplest and non-toxic treatment is my first-line defense kit, period. It's such bullshit that they make a big deal over this because they want to manipulate you by fear into stupidity. Now that they're starting to kill people with the vaccines, they want to say, it's new strains emerging, that's what's happening. Bull crap on that.
Yes.
It's the vaccines themselves, okay? Do you follow me?
Absolutely, yes.
All right.
We do.
Let's continue. We'll continue this in a minute here.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is touting the coronavirus vaccine rollout as 2.5 million Americans are getting this shot daily. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we need to keep our guard up regarding the coronavirus.
Some states and regions of the country, such as the Northeast and the Upper Midwest, are beginning to again see a significant rise in cases.
The White House is deploying a diplomatic team to Guatemala and Mexico to discuss illegal immigration in the United States. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the message is clear. This is not the time to come to the United States. Psaki saying parents should not be sending their children on dangerous treks to the United States.
Our alternative is to send children back on this treacherous journey. That is not, in our view, the right choice to make.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Sales of existing homes fell sharply in February. The National Association of Realtors says sales of pre-owned homes dropped 6.6% compared with January. Tight supply and rising prices sidelining many first-time buyers. The median price of a home sold last month was $313,000. A Republican congressman in New York is facing serious allegations.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate touching at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him, former lobbyist Nicolette Davis. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol, which he's been recovering from for the last 4 years. Reed said he planned on dedicating his time and attention to making amends for his past actions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News. Radio News. No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Change your DNA, and who knows what else is in them, you know, digital certificates, maybe one day putting them up to the cloud, who knows, okay, I'm not going to get into the conspiratorial stuff. I'm sure you saw the Catherine Austin Fitz video that I did a few months ago, where she lays it out. She says what the real true purpose is here, okay, but again, not going to get into all that. All I'm going to say is from a health perspective, these vaccines are dangerous. And you should inspect, you should research, you should look through everything before you inject one of them. Those are my thoughts and warnings. What are yours?
So what do you think, John? Did you hear that last little bit?
Yeah.
Now, he switches back to the vaccines are dangerous, but the thing is, you don't want to think that the vaccines are dangerous because they are just dangerous to you personally. They're not going to create super strains. This is a big thing because they want to cover up the fact when massive death happens 3 months, 6 months, 2 years later, when people get what's called a recall reaction. They don't want people to be realized that the vaccines cause another plague, but they cause a vaccine plague caused by a cytokine storm by an excessive immune reaction to something that they shouldn't have had in the first place.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that Josh was...
I think we're back live, by the way. I don't think I heard a bumper. Okay, go ahead. What were we going to say, John? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I should apologize to Josh Bernstein because I was unaware that he was going to delve into the field of medicine and more particularly into the COVID-19 situation.
Well, he probably should have run it by me first before he started making comments. So the next thing I want to do is I want to go to the forensic audit stuff here. And I'm going to go halfway down because he's got a lot of stuff before there. He's out in the desert. It looks like sometimes he does that. He'll be out in the desert and talk.
House Republicans that saw through the bullshit. That's first and foremost. I can tell you right now, I cannot confirm that. However, I can confirm that there's going to be 2.1 million ballots that are going to be audited. The part that I don't like is they're planning on doing 2.1 million ballots hand recount. Okay, now that's going to be a bipartisan issue. It shouldn't be a bipartisan issue.
Now, by the way, the hand recount is going to take 4 to 8 weeks, but they're also going to do what's called a digital count, which can take anywhere from 2 days to a week. And when these audits happen, New Hampshire and Arizona, Wisconsin and Maryland, Pennsylvania, when this happens, we're going to have a constitutional crisis. Now, it couldn't come too soon. The problem is that I'm actually, in order for me to get in touch with Trump, I'm going to have to actually sue him to get contact, because same thing with the media. I'm not getting sued to anyone. Everybody avoids me like the plague. Do you understand that? Even people I work with closely, like Josh, should be interviewing me when he talks about these things about this virus, because when people start dropping like flies from the vaccine, it's the vaccine that caused it. They're dangerous, all right, but it's not because they caused a new strain of virus. It's because the vaccine itself was lethal. You follow me? The same way as once we get Trump back in there, if Trump gets back in there with the same dumbass advisors, whether it's no advisors dealing with, you know, with protecting the grid from cyber attacks or anything else on the grid, or dangerous toxic vaccines, which he himself is pushing, even though why would he need a vaccine when he himself supposedly had the COVID virus?
Yes.
Does that make sense? Doesn't.
Exactly.
Unless he had a placebo. Okay, then what the hell is Trump doing for pushing it when you're an otherwise healthy person who's had the vax virus, took a whole bunch of treatments, including advanced treatment, and then he needs a vaccine? I don't think so, okay? That's illogical. All right? You don't take a vaccine for something you've recovered from. And then finally, there's a whole area of range where Trump has virtually no knowledge, and he's like, because he's very good at business, he's very good. That's why he closed the border, made deals, scared the hell out of China, Russia, everybody. He's very good at some of these things, but in the areas where he's not good, he needs to have people that he can speed dial and say, what the hell do you think, John W. Springer, Dr. Bill Deagle, about this or that problem? And they need to be not on staff, so he can't fire us. He needs somebody he can, just our citizens out here, say, look, you can call me and ask for my opinion. You can cross-check it with your own intel people, but you got to face reality. The problem is when I hear, for example, even Josh here, he's making statements. On the one hand, yes, the vaccines are dangerous, but they're not going to create super strains. He didn't counter the fact that this guy's saying that it's going to create super strains, so he literally leaves the knowledge out there that maybe the vaccines were going to protect an individual from getting in hospital, but they actually create super strains. No, that's not the truth. The vaccines themselves cause the death, and down the road, they're going to cause the crisis because it'll be caused by the vaccine, period. Not by new strains will be probably maybe more effective, but not more lethal, okay? Easily dealt with if you take the right nutraceuticals. So what I want people to understand is that if Trump comes back without being properly advised, he'll be much more dangerous than Biden, because Biden's not believable. Even among a lot of Democrats, they don't believe him. He's just rambling right forward with AOC and the communists behind him, the globalists, are sort of pushing a green agenda. Do you know how much money they want to spend on this green agenda? I think it's $100 trillion. I think they think, they don't realize that the Fed Reserve is neither Fed nor Reserve. You can't just print money. That's why everybody's now trying to say, get gold and silver. It's because since Biden got in, silver's gone up by 47% and gold's gone up 24% since January. Do you know that?
Yes. I'm very concerned, as you are, Dr. Deagle.
They're blow up the economy because that's part of the game. Blow it up. Print. And think they're going to build something? Look, I could tell them how to build a energy system that will be a fraction of the current cost. Let me deal with that. I'll give you that answer right now. Number one, you build Tesla's lightning strike power distribution system, number one, and you store the power and supercapacitors as plasma energy batteries, okay? Number two, you lay the power grid across the country and have it replicated and have substations where you store the plasma so if the grid goes down in a certain spot, there's always what we call redundancy. So you never gonna have power go out, okay? Secondly, I don't think you want the old-style nuclear reactors because they release a lot of pollution. But you can continue using coal and gas if you have low toxicity. I'm not against coal and gas power if you have proper fuel economy and efficiency. I am very much against these nuclear power plants that release radioactive thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum and so on.
So am I.
And, and radioactive, you know, tritium. Tritium intercalates the DNA, which slides the DNA over a codon. Okay? And you can actually see the amount of radiation injury up to 100 and some miles beside anybody that's near a nuclear reactor, okay? Because they never fix those issues, and they always vent off, despite the fact they think they're highly sealed, they are always venting off radiation. So I personally think, believe it or not, coal and gas are good, and these type of Tesla reactors, and the other is, of course, what's called moon-powered fusion reactors. Now, fusion reactors, even the research from Lockheed Martin said if you have a fusion reactor that's 28 by 30 feet, it could generate, one reactor could generate enough power for 80,000 homes. So you take moon dust, transport it with little transport devices back to the Earth, and build what's called nuclear fusion reactors. Guess what the Chinese plan on doing it? I got contacts inside China. They've heard my reports. They know how to build a fusion reactor. There's nothing to it. I've been saying it on the show for 12 years.
Yes.
You have two jets of helium-3 aimed at each other. You create what's called a plasma cloud of fusion energy. And you draw off that fusion cloud and you put it through a plasma line and a unidirectional line, and you pull it off as a DC power. It's easy. And you don't need substations because you don't need to boost it. You have a hollow tube of super magnets. They shoot down the line and go 1,000, 2,000 miles. It doesn't do anything. You just pull a line off, suck off some of those. You can also transfer data along the same lines. The same lines you use for distribution of power, you can distribute data. Zettabytes of data, not just terabytes, zettabytes, okay? So that can include television, radio, computing, all kinds of medical diagnostics and so on. And it could be a fraction of the cost. Very simple. And all of it would be buried. It would be no high-tension power lines hanging in the sky and all that stuff. Would be all buried.
Yeah. I have a question real quick regarding the H3 fusion. Does it emit much in the way of radiation? I don't think
none.
None.
No radiation at all. It radiates plasma. That's it. No radiation.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. Audit here. Now, in order for me to actually take action, I'm going to have to be clever. It would be not a vicious lawsuit. I'm going to do what's called info lawsuit. And lawsuits that
sure,
I will.
Sure, out of 100.
They're going to be Karen Fan, the one in Arizona, is going to pick these major people that need to do the audit. Now, why is this important? An info lawsuit that I want to do is going to force media like Fox News or Newsmax to talk to me. It's going to force people like Joe Biden or his staff, like, I got to kick this one, Psaki. She's such a character with the red hair. I mean, if you watch, some of the comedians making fun of her.
Women equivalent to that standard.
Well, she... She looks like someone should be actually taking care of a grade school class, grade 1, 2, and 3. And she stands there, and then she's going to circle back, or she pretends she doesn't know, or she doesn't want to answer. And she's smirking at you like, how dare you ask that question? I'm just here to get entertained and feel important. I'm thinking, you're doing something that's a form of national security. If the population doesn't know what's going on, we have an out-of-control president, and the agenda that you guys are doing is purely insane. They've only been in power a couple months, and they're actually dismantling America. No border, no power grid protection, no protection for money. They want to print more and more money. They want to actually print enough money on these budgets. Then they want to get rid of what's called the Senate ability to prevent them from going crazy on things. Here in California, they just passed a law that the crazy agenda for sexual stuff is going to be through, like we call it race agenda, the stuff that they teach in schools. Instead of teaching math and science, they want to teach about race specifics. Like, this is indoctrination. This is like Nazi Germany all over again, isn't it?
It definitely is. It's very scary.
Right. So parents basically are smart. Like, for example, my own granddaughter, her parents are Christian, and they actually live up in Oregon, and my wife's visiting up in about a week and a half. And they don't have their kids in school, because up there you need to be vaccinated, just like here in California, called Comifornia. If you go to school, you must be vaccinated to be compliant. You must listen to the sexual beard bullshit. You're not really male or female. You just happen to decide you're a little boy or a little girl. If you decide to change your sex, you don't have to tell your parents. They'll start giving you hormone and do even surgery on you. Will castrate you or do whatever, just because you want to try to experiment with something else because you heard some weird ideas. Or you have a form of mental illness, but rather than treat your mental illness, we're going to actually treat your body physically or hormonally and screw you up forever. Right?
Well, they want to basically destroy the family structure.
The family is what they want. They hate the family. When you look at AOC, you look at these globalists and the communists, they hate families. They hate men and women with little children and big children and men and women that actually they help to
support. For example, we've supported our family prayerfully, financially, and nutritionally right through from the moment they were born, right to when they're now my men are in their 30s. My youngest is 30, and my other two men are in their mid-30s. They're my sons. My daughter's 28 in here in a couple of days on the 25th.
That's so right. You got a birthday.
And I got three grandchildren. Two are alive. One's in Australia. One's in Oregon. The other one is in utero and going to come out in May. Right?
We
already got a name. His name is Cal. He's a good Scottish name. Cal. What I want people to understand is that when you actually have to look at the agenda, the reason why we're evil prospers is we pretend it doesn't have an agenda. It doesn't intend to destroy us. And we tolerate it. Why do we tolerate it? I don't know. You tell me. I mean, I've never been a person to tolerate it.
Yep.
But if I had to use, quirky technology to take them out. I remember back when I was in middle school, if I thought there was going to be a gang of kids, I put plate steel in my book bag and I could swing it around and cut them all to hell. Oh my God, he's cutting us. That's because you're trying to gang up on me. I'm going to cut you bad. Okay? And that's why you talk about this doctor that died here, this doctor from Tanzania. He's probably a nice guy. There's nothing nice about Dr. Deagle. I will die for you, but I won't lie to you. But you mess with me, either in court or otherwise, you die. It's going to be unpleasant, and it's going to be painful, and it will leave a mark, legally or otherwise.
Yeah.
And you should have that attitude of, when God comes back, is he coming back to kind of play with the devil and his minions of bad people here? No. When grace ends, judgment starts. And I pray for these people they repent, because when judgment comes here in the future, all these human beings and all these minions and all these people like Bill Gates and so on, they're not going to have a pleasant time. They're going to die physically and they're going to die spiritually. And I don't want that, to be honest with you. I'm not wishing any of this on anybody, no matter how awful they are, because they're, but for the grace of God, go I. And when you start understanding that, you realize, like, oh my gosh, that's what we gotta pray for, the evildoers that are among us. Right?
Yes.
But people don't want to accept that, right? And so we're going to hear this audit here in just a second. Let me play some more.
That the Patriots are winning here when it comes to the forensic audit. And it's going to...
Which is cool. It means that when the forensic audit happens, here's what's going to happen. Biden, just like this doctor that declares that the vaccines are going to induce a super strain, is that there's such extreme elements, like all supporters of Trump, we're all terrorists, and he's going to have to arrest congressmen, senators, and citizens like us that are broadcasters that are enemies of his state. Let me tell you, some bitch, you try to come to harm me or my family, you might get me at the front doorstep, but I'm going to kill a lot of you, okay? And a lot of people are like me, like the military. I got a ton of Marines around here and former ex-police and so on. If I thought things were going to get real bad, I'll just say, come on and park your butt in my yard. I got food, water, and power here, and we have power, and we have a backup power system. 5 kilowatts of power, solar panels, and lots of food. We're going to keep you going there. And so if these bastards want to pull us off, they're going to have a bad day in hell. And you got to understand that, people. That's why I tell people to stop expecting the big guy. Like when I heard just Stephen Fox, let's go and file it in the International Court of Justice. No, local. Get 4, 6, 10 families together. Get your own devices. Get, be clever. Don't just have... And by the way, when I hear people wanting an AR-15, the best machine to have for in close contact is a shotgun. In fact, it actually did. War experts said if they had a multi-shot, like a multi-shot shotgun, and I have them, we can put these multi-shot rounds in my shotgun, and I can shoot multiple shots through, bump, 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 bump through a shotgun. They said it would be the most deadly weapon if there was trench warfare in World War I. Do you know that? It's a shotgun. And the reason is you don't have to aim it exactly, and you don't have to hurt, it doesn't kill the person. It makes them permanently disabled or very badly disabled, so then the other people have to take care of a disabled person screaming their head off. So, secondly, non-lethal. Nothing better than a non-lethal weapon. Somebody can scream their head off and hardly breathing, and you can go down there and hit them with a baseball bat and zip tie them and haul them off wherever. You don't have to kill them. In fact, it's almost better not to kill them. People don't understand this. I got 4 of these, military-grade pepper ball guns. If I hit you with one of those, even if there's five or six of you, you're not going to be seeing for a couple of days. All I got to do now is go down after I do that, and you can't see a thing or shoot at anybody, and just to bring a baseball bat and start whacking at you. You're done. And then when I get you on the ground, just put you in zip ties, and you're finished. And I'm strong enough to pick up your sorry carcass and throw it in the back of my minivan. You're going off to the sheriff. So, you know, I want people to start being creative. Get shotguns. I got incendiary shells. You can also buy those, by the way. Buy incendiary shells. If they hit you, they'll blow you to little bits. In other words, they'll only be accurate if the shell hits you. Bye-bye. Now, these multi-shotguns are fine, but you have to be very accurate in your shooting. And if your bullets aren't high enough caliber, they're not going to stop somebody. They're just going to make them really angry because they get a couple bullets in them, right?
Yeah.
You want something that hits a whole bunch of spots in a non-lethal way that makes them so angry they don't have an accurate way of coming at you and they can't fight anymore. And then you want to make sure you have water. I have a pool. Okay, I also have a 25-gallon, 100-gallon water tank in my front yard. So you save water, and you have backup water, and then you set it up so if I have to, I can build a well here, and I won't put it under their service or their little alarm system so they can actually know that I have a damn well. People, you have to be creative, you know. Don't rely on the government of the big state. Don't think that if I file an international court of justice, I'll get justice. No, you won't. You just create a lot of media hype, and it should all, I think, local. That's why state-wise or local, to me, is where I think needs to go, right?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and again, I'm going to play a little more of Josh here.
Be coming up soon. The other part of this is that if they're doing a hand recount, which I have heard they are doing, that's going to take 8 to 12 weeks, okay? Now, I'm against that for a lot of reasons, because I think that we can do a forensic audit with the people that you know what I'm talking about, and you know those people, and they can do it in less than a week, maybe even just a few days.
Well, my guess, that's going to happen. We're going to have a...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special PPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.